Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, September 16th. You'll be interested to know, 138 years ago, today in 1887, the Montreal Protocol was signed in Montreal, Canada, marking a landmark moment of global cooperation to protect the Earth's ozone layer by phasing out harmful chlorofluorocarbons, a shining example of human unity and scientific foresight. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 3 to 4 feet. Conditions hold steady through the morning, but expect them to shift to fair by noon as the wind picks up to onshore at 6 miles per hour. By the afternoon, it will get choppy with winds increasing to 10 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 18 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 4 feet at 7:45 a.m., followed by a 3-foot low tide at 12:15. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start strong with clean 3 to 4 foot waves and light winds on Wednesday. Thursday sees a slight drop to 2 to 3+ feet, with fair conditions early but choppy later as winds pick up. Friday continues the trend with choppy 2 to 3+ foot surf, making it the least favorable day of the period. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 74 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:58, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:39. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of rain showers after 5 p.m. on Wednesday, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 79. Wednesday night brings a slight chance of rain showers before 11 p.m., then showers and thunderstorms likely, with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 71. Thursday features showers and thunderstorms likely, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 76. Thursday night has a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 69. On Friday, expect a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 5 p.m., with partly sunny skies and a high near 73. Friday night will be partly cloudy, with a low around 67. Saturday is looking mostly sunny, with a high near 75. Saturday night may have patchy fog after 11 p.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 67. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch, or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, bright pink dye is spreading across Santa Monica Bay over the next 2 weeks, helping researchers study how circulation might affect water quality. Santa Monica Pier frequently ranks among California's dirtiest beaches, despite ongoing city efforts to improve conditions. The temporary non-toxic dye was released Monday morning by researchers from UCLA and Heal the Bay, marking the start of the project. A civil and environmental engineering professor at UCLA noted that tracking the dye will provide valuable insights. Santa Monica Mayor Lana Negrete expressed hope that this research will help the city move off the beach bummer list. Now on to sports. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow will undergo surgery for a turf toe injury, and he is expected to miss at least 3 months. Burrow left the game against the Jacksonville Jaguars in the second quarter and was seen with crutches and a walking boot after the match. In his absence, backup Jake Browning led the Bengals to a come-from-behind victory, completing 21 of 32 passes for 2 touchdowns. Cincinnati will face the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday as they hope to recalibrate their offense around Browning's strengths. Burrow's recovery will be closely monitored as he aims for a return later this season. And last night on Monday Night Football, the Bucs beat the Texans in a nail-biter 20-19. Baker Mayfield was 25 for 38 with 215 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions. C.J. Stroud was 13 for 24 with 207 yards, 1 touchdown, and no interceptions. In Game 2, the Chargers beat the Raiders 20-9. Justin Herbert was 19 for 27, with 242 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions. While Geno Smith was 24 for 43, with 180 yards, 0 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. Yowza. Next week, the 2-0 Chargers face the 1-1 Broncos in Los Angeles. In local sports, last night at Dodger Stadium, the Dodgers lost to the Phillies 6-5 in a wild 10-inning game. Duran earned the win for Philadelphia, while Beetrinen took the loss and Robertson earned the save. The boys in blue had 9 hits, including homers from Muncy, Wilson, and Betts. Despite leaving 9 runners on base, the Dodgers played a clean game with 0 errors. The Dodgers' record now stands at 84-66. Tonight, the Dodgers clash with the Phillies at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Shohei Ohtani is 1-1 with a 3.75 earned run average, facing Christopher Sanchez, who is 13-5 with a 2.57. First pitch is at 7:10 under clear skies with a temperature near 81 degrees. In top news, California quietly became the biggest holder of MicroStrategy. It emerges as the top state pension backer. The State Board of Administration of the Florida Retirement System has significantly increased its holdings in MicroStrategy, increasing its indirect exposure to Bitcoin. Florida owns 221,860 MicroStrategy shares, valued at $88 million. The fund added 61,390 shares, representing a 38% increase from the previous quarter. As the leading state with a public employee's retirement system owning 357,183 shares, legal and regulatory constraints largely prevent public retirement systems from holding cryptocurrency directly. In business news, Elon Musk, the Tesla billionaire who tops Forbes rankings of the world's richest people, has returned to his day job after leaving President Donald Trump's White House. Musk, who holds $1.3 billion worth of Bitcoin on Tesla's balance sheet, has issued a warning about the spiraling $37 trillion U.S. debt pile. He stated, "At the end of the day, our national debt, which is insanely high, the interest payments exceed the Defense Department budget, and it's rising. So if AI and robots don't solve our national debt, we're toast." The U.S. debt has surged due to COVID-era spending and rising interest rates, raising fears of a potential crisis for the U.S. dollar. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $115,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just over $4,500. And XRP is down 1% to $2.99. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, We are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Coffee naps might be the weirdest and smartest way to recharge. Research suggests a cup of coffee followed by a short nap could sharpen focus and fight fatigue. In Spain, it is common to follow lunch with coffee and a short siesta. Experts are now investigating the scientific merit of this practice. Caffeine is a potent adenosine antagonist that keeps us alert. Combining a nap with coffee could amplify the stimulant's effects. Early research indicates caffeine naps may reduce fatigue and boost cognitive performance. However, more studies are needed to confirm these findings. Ultimately, individual responses to caffeine naps vary. And in entertainment news, Claire Danes stars in The Beast in Me, a gripping new series where she plays a reclusive author caught in a deadly game with her neighbor, portrayed by Matthew Rhys, who harbors dark secrets. The teaser, released on Monday, opens with Danes stating, "We are, all of us, drawn to monsters," adding, "We flirt with death to prove we are truly alive." Set to premiere on November 13th on Netflix, the show follows Danes as Aggie Wiggs, who becomes obsessed with her neighbor, a former suspect in his wife's disappearance. Executive producer Howard Gordon of Homeland highlights the show's complexity, stating, "It really is about all of our complicity." Brittany Snow, Natalie Morales, Jonathan Banks, and David Lyons also join the cast. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American environmentalist and author, Rachel Carson. And she said, "In nature, nothing exists alone. This reminds us of the interconnectedness of our actions, like the global cooperation seen in the Montreal Protocol, which highlights the importance of unity in addressing environmental challenges." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.